hungry people work a lot harder around the world. I mean, if you're hungry, right, your productivity is really up. Oh, really? That's nice. Let's just starve people to get more out of them. You work for the United Nations or you work for Nike? Fuck out of here. You understand what you're dealing with? The engine that drives the World Economic Forum, the engine that drives the World Health Organization is the United Nations. They're tweeting that it's okay. And if you want to get the most out of your workers, make sure they're hungry and they're starving. They work like mutts. Well, we work like mutts too. I just bought pizza for the guys. They were starving too. But they worked hard and we got a lot of stuff done today. And it's going to be in your ears and before your eyes before you can shake a stick at it tonight. The stuff with Hunter Biden, we have stuff on that. As I said, an analysis on top of that. What are we going to play next? Oh, fuck's sake. Now, this is interesting because 5 months ago on Hotwire, people say, what's the story with Hotwire? Stick the fuck around and find out. 5 months ago, we had this when we returned from our Thomas Paine caravan across the country. I don't know how many states we did. We did 8,000 miles round trip in a goddamn Winnebago, $5 a gallon.
Are you not entertained?
Yeah.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Speaking of are you not entertained, the Hunter Biden stories today were listed in Yahoo under entertainment. I don't know who that's entertaining. I'm afraid to ask. We talked about this on Hotwire. We played a video along the same lines of this that was distributed to officials throughout the country by the federal government, by the FDA, the CDC, FEMA, etc. Very disturbing video about nuclear attacks. And the officials were saying, these are county, state officials, etc. were saying, what the fuck is this? It just showed up from these entities without any fanfare, without any explanation. Just look at this and be prepared. It told you where to treat kids, children, who've been harmed or had gotten cancer from a nuclear attack. A radioactive attack. And you can understand why that would scare the hell out of local officials, state officials, and it did. Fast forward 5 months now, and this came out of New York today. As I said many times, you can't make this up, and you understand you certainly cannot. Let's go to the videotape.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why, just know that the big one has hit, okay? So what do we do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember. Step one, get inside fast. You, your friends, your family, get inside. And no, staying in the car is not an option. You need to get into a building and move away from the windows. Step two. Stay inside. Shut all doors and windows. Have a basement? Head there. If you don't have one, get as far into the middle of the building as possible. If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately. Remove and bag all outer clothing to keep radioactive dust or ash away from your body. Step three, stay tuned. Follow media for more information. Don't forget to sign up for Notify NYC for official alerts and updates. And don't go outside until officials say it's safe. All right, you've got this.
A nonsensical video doesn't even, we talked to some folks. And you know, we got high-powered folks everywhere. We do. It doesn't even make any sense, the video. Number one, to tell people It doesn't mention acute radiation syndrome, which is what you would have from exposure from a nuclear event, number one. It just makes it seem like, go inside and hide. Isn't that what they told us during COVID, too, when you had COVID? Supposedly you had COVID, and I would like to get something from my lungs that are filling up with poison. Shut up and go home and sit in the house, and if it gets bad, then you go to the hospital. They didn't even say that. Right when you're about to die, make sure you go to the hospital so they can get paid for your death. In other words. Just what we need. A public service video. Health announcement. Health warning from the folks in New York who wiped out 30,000 people. In order to kick off this scheme, the CoronaCon, this scamdemic. Wiped out 30,000 seniors. Oh, I'm going to listen to what they say. If you understand anything about acute radiation syndrome, and we've talked about it, and we did talk about it on Pain.tv on Hotwire 5 months ago. Again, 5 months ahead of her. This is the big rage. Did you see that video from New York? Doesn't even make any fucking sense. If you're sick and you're exposed to radiation, you're supposed to seek some goddamn medical attention. And there's a number of other things. You just don't go home and hide under the bed because that's where they'll find you when they're dragging you out, putting you in a bag. Folks should read about acute radiation syndrome and a fact sheet on what the symptoms are, the 3 degrees of sickness, the four stages. Four stages. But three of them are real heavy. And going home and hiding under the fucking bed is not a good idea. And if you think after a nuclear attack like these idiots on the video in New York say that you should just log on to your fucking state health website and see what the status is of pending radiation and nuclear attack. If you think the fucking internet's going to work in New York, you're dumber than the people put the video together. And if you're a clinician, a medical worker in New York, etc., strongly advise you get in the know. Also, if you're a parent, don't listen to what these fucking idiots who wipe people out to kick off a global scheme tell you. It's a goddamn joke, the whole thing. The question is, why now? Is that going to be the next fear wagon? The next fear bus they kick up? Who knows? The whole thing was poorly put together, less than informative, and it seems like the medical opinion of all these professionals is if you get really sick, just go in your house and die. Hey, we'll catch up with you later. Of course, when you're doing a video like that, it's just so simple to tell people, get inside. Get in the middle of the room and hide. As opposed to the real problems. The classic symptoms of ARS, acute radiation syndrome. You don't want to hear those on a video. You want to get scared. And there is no cure. Just depends on your stage. There is no cure. But there are treatments. It's just stunning to watch these fucking people misinform again, time and time again. The same people in New York who said, we need more ventilators. People are dying. The same time Cuomo was hoarding ventilators. He wanted more free ventilators from the federal government. Said he had a shortage of ventilators. Had no shortage. He just wanted more free stuff so he could turn around and resell those after the crisis. Everything is a goddamn flea market with this crew. And then they use these ventilators to wipe people out. Young and old. And let's listen to what they fucking say about a nuclear attack in a video that a third grader could have made. But they'll freak people out. That's what they're here for. Not a goddamn word about acute radiation syndrome. Or to seek information on it, etc. or a website to go and read about it, the CDC, wherever. Instead, a fear production, plain and simple. Let's go back to the videotape. The idiot in chief.
Some of the groups want, I'm going to look like a fool here in this interview. But,
you look good.
But put a helmet on because it's a tough interview. But all kidding aside, I think that there's things we can do.
This horse's ass is giving an interview to the media wearing a bicycle helmet from the beach a couple days ago, where he says, I look like an idiot. Great message to the kids out there who should wear a helmet to prevent against head injuries, especially at 14 and under. Ask any doctor who specializes in traumatic brain injuries, okay? As a parent of hockey players and a coach of hockey players, you tend to read up on TBIs. Helmets are really important. The president of the United States saying he looks like an idiot. The same thing a 10, 11-year-old kid would say to their parents, I look like an idiot. And the parents would say, no, you don't. You look cool. That helmet's cool. And it's going to protect your head. Everybody's wearing one. Relax. You look great. This idiot goes on cameras. I look like an idiot. No, you. It's not the helmet. It's not the fucking helmet. You are an idiot. You and are an idiot. And, you know, historically, I remember this from the 70s, when the president starts to get heckled and made fun of openly, and today he was heckled in the fucking a press event at the White House on Monday. And on Sunday, he was heckled riding his bike. This dope is back on a bicycle. Can you fucking believe it? They must want this guy just to crash and burn. I mean, well, you could make that argument from the Hunter Biden videos. The fact that they are coming out now, they hacked an iCloud account. Where's the Secret Service on this? Well, they're always near Hunter. They're always near, waiting for Hunter to come down from his hotel room. Who knows what else? Maybe accompanying Hunter when he's scoring smack, crack, etc. They can't ever tell what the Secret Service is up to. I'll tell you one thing, though. It's no fucking good. We know that much. No fucking good. Let's go to the videotape of this idiot on his bicycle again.
Hey, where are your fucking training wheels at? Where are they at?
Told you guys this is going to be pedal to the metal. Pedal to the fucking metal. Training wheels. You know, if he were a better person, and he's not, and he were close to a good person, we know. We grew up here. He grew up down the road. His kids grew up with a lot of guys we ran with in Wilmington. They went to Sally's. They went to Wilmington Friends School where Hunter went with his brother, Bo. We got classmates. We got friends. There's not a big age difference here. My brother, myself, all ran in the same fucking crowd. Sally's, Wilmington Friends, Westchester, Wilmington, North Wilmington. We know these fucking guys like the back of our hands. Same house parties. Same crews. This is back in the 80s, man. There was no fucking internet. You guys know what I'm talking about out there. You cruise around, you go to parties, you're bumping into the same cats all the time, especially in the summer. People are home from school. So we know these guys. Joe could have put training wheels on Hunter and paid a little bit more attention to him. But when your dad is no better than fucking you turned out to be. The dad was one of the biggest coke heads in this area, Joe. We know the dealers. We know the families. I was taking you on the Biden Coke tour. Of course, the places now have changed. The garages, etc. The businesses where his friends used to work and where he used to score stuff. It's all different now. Some of those places aren't even around anymore. So the Biden Coke tour wouldn't be very interesting. But he certainly didn't spend any time putting training wheels on Hunter. And you see the result. You see the result. And some of the videos coming out are not surprising to me. This one I ran by a DEA buddy of mine. And I said, hey, is that crack cocaine? I want to make sure. I'm a little rusty, you know. I haven't smoked crack in a long time. Never smoked it. But who knows, you know, the stuff that's out today, man. They're mixing everything around. I didn't know if this, it looked like crack to me. Well, I'll let you be the judge. Although he was the judge and he set me straight. He said, what's the matter with you? It's definitely crack. You never can tell today, though. Let's go to the videotape. This is a Hunter Biden weighing with a hooker. Arguing over how much the crack on the scale weighs. This is the first family. This is the president's son. The president's son. This is the first family in the United States. This is what the world sees today when they see the United States. This is why we are weak. We are perceived as super weak. We are perceived by other world powers as vulnerable. Maybe that's why the radiation, nuclear warnings are coming out. And with good reason. We're going to cover that on Hotwire in a couple days as we're putting many things together. First family dealing fucking weighing crack with all the money they have. It's just, if you know anything about drugs, you know anything about anything, recreational drugs, money, etc. They have so much money, this family, and the guy's still doing crack. I mean, a fucking trailer trash is not even suitable. We know many people who live in trailer parks who are fantastic people. I don't even know the word for this guy. This guy. To have the bank accounts of the Bidens and you're still fucking around with crack. I mean, you got serious fucking problems. And again, this is the first family. Let's go to the videotape.
.07 without the bag.
So how long is
that? 2.0.
These guys are so fucked up. They don't even know what they're weighing. He says it's 2.07. If you look at the scale and the crack that's on the scale, I'm no fucking professor. I'm not Walter White over here. But I understand a few things about weights and measures and drugs. He says it's 2.07. She says it's 2.08. That would be what? Ounces? That's not fucking 2 ounces of anything. Number one. Number two, that's not even what the fucking scale says. It says 20.7. That's grams. There are 28.35 grams in a fucking ounce. For you crackheads out there that don't know your goddamn street drug slide rule. For you dopes that don't have your cocaine abacus out. 28.35 grams in an ounce. The scale said 20.7. That's grams, crackhead. You don't even know fucking. And 2.07. This guy's going to get real disappointed when he wakes up the next morning and say, oh, we almost smoked 2 ounces of crack. What? Wow, what a night. It's a fucking dummy. You're so cracked out of your head, you can't even read a digital scale. What about in the old days? Folks had to use a manual scale. This dope would have put it down as 2 pounds. It's one thing to be a crackhead. It's another thing to be a crackhead who's bad at math. And this is when you talk to people, this is how beefs on the street start, right? Hunter thinks he's he thinks he's got 20 ounces of crack. He's got 20 grams, and then mayhem ensues. You ripped me off, man. I bought 20 ounces. The scale said. Or 2 ounces, whatever the fuck. I bought 2 ounces from you, man. I got, yeah, man. Now I ended up with grams, man. Don't understand weights and measures. That's how people get shot on the fucking street. And you'll notice what a fantastic, if you're watching on Pain.TV, the Pain.TV app, fantastic shape his apartment's in. With the the crack chic decorating. crack chic style. Wow. And the media thinks it's no big deal. What do you think this guy gets fucking money? Tens of thousands of dollars for call girls, for crack, for rent. Lives in fucking Malibu on the beach. Where is he getting that money from? You think he holds down a job? Where? Dummy can't even weigh a fucking ounce of crack. And know the difference between an ounce and a gram. Where's he working at? You think Hunter's driving Uber? Where's he getting the money from? Well, we talked about this on Pain.TV on Hotwire. Nobody will touch the third rail in the media because they're all full of shit. And the fact that this stuff is coming out now means that I will say this as an analysis, it could mean that Joe's time is dwindling down with midterms. Maybe they want to make a little swap. He's not going to make it 2024. The guy is a babbling, the drooling fool. And so you wonder why this stuff is coming out now. And you wonder how aggressively the Secret Service is going to pursue a so-called hack into Hunter Biden's iCloud. Probably about as aggressively as they've pursued that the Supreme Court leak. Yeah, they're really on that. The FBI's on that. And the marshals and everybody. Well, we'll talk about the marshals in a little bit with some breaking news, perhaps. I think we'll just ponder and ask a question. And you folks can read between the lines. You're good at that, right? I don't have to hold your fucking hands anymore. I think we'll ponder a question and you guys can fill in the blanks. Oh, but don't worry. Here's a good video of Hunter Biden. I don't even know where he's at. He's just smoking crack in a swimming pool. We'll just play that video while I talk a little bit about this idiot and his finances. Very interesting. As we were able to obtain a number of his checks that he wrote to call girls, etc. And, well, checks and money laundering, that seems like a pretty good area that I worked a long time in, so I might have some different analysis than most people. You know what's really interesting is the Secret Service has jurisdiction over FinCEN, where banks report suspicious activity reports, SARs. If banks see checks come in like this, they fill out a report. They say, this is fucking suspicious. And there's a number of different checklist items that make a transaction suspicious, including previous account history, spending, etc. So banks fill this out. They file it with FinCEN. Then it's up to the Secret Service to pursue this and either kick it to the FBI or pursue it themselves on behalf of the Treasury Department. Criminal investigations. Okay, keep that in mind. Well, there's banks filing strategic. I need a drink of water. I'll get it. I'll fucking stop mumbling. You got a barge out coming. You're going to be a son of a gun. Gonna make all the girls jump and shout. It's like jumping out of a fucking airplane. 16,000 feet. Right out as soon as the show started. Just 180 miles an hour. No fucking trailer. No trailer parachute to bring it down to about 120. Pay attention or your eyeballs will be sucked out of your head too. The Secret Service is with Hunter Biden, and meanwhile, banks are filing suspicious activity reports against Hunter Biden and the... Forget about the Secret Service investigating. They're with the fucking guy. They're guarding him. You know what the fuck he's up to? These guys are clowns, man. Whether it's Ghislaine Maxwell or Jeffrey Epstein or the President of the United States, Bill Clinton, traveling with Jeffrey Epstein. Where were the Secret Service? You couldn't report that? Kids were being trafficked? You couldn't?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
These guys are put there to protect the rich and famous at your expense, and if you step out of line, you go to jail. Tell me I'm wrong. I'll wait. No, I won't. We're moving on. I'm going to play a video of this guy smoked up in a pool, just sitting there. Like, is this some kind of artistic thing? Who the fuck films himself smoking crack is what I want to know. Even the most seasoned crackheads don't get high with a smartphone. I mean, there's a couple that might smoke their smartphone at 3 in the morning. Let's talk about this moron. I'll play that video as we talk because there's not really much audio, so I'll cut the audio. I mean, it's a disturbing video. Last time I checked, just like we talked about Elon Musk and that you're not allowed to take from one company to cover stocks, etc., from another public company, and then pull out of said deal, kind of a federal crime or two or three or four. Likewise, transporting prostitutes across state lines, also a federal crime. But hey, how many federal crimes has Hunter committed and how many have his dad committed with him? Well, we've known of numerous we talked about. We got so far $30,000 in 5 months. Hunter Biden looks like he spent on hookers and listed it as medical services. Videos and pictures we read about, they show Hunter is taking these women from Boston to New York. Escorts, hookers, prostitutes, that's a federal crime. Then he's paying with them by check, likely also a federal crime. Where's the money coming from? We've done some follow the money with Hunter and Joe working together in a joint account. Oh, the FBI told us about that. That'll put a hem in your skirt. That's on hotwire.com. I'm not hotwire.com, but it's on Hotwire on pain.tv. Should be hotwire.com. Jesus Christ. That's a porn site. Don't give me a hard time, all right? We are dealing with graphic content here.